What's ever been made in there? I don't know. Actually, Melinda has a great recipe. It's Yaya's cheesecake. So kind of like a couple times a year, she makes some cheesecake. It's an old Greek recipe that goes a couple generations back. So cookies and cakes and pies and ham and chicken and all that kind of stuff. That's all the good stuff. Is anybody going to be having a Christmas dinner today? Is everybody going to have some kind of Christmas dinner? A little more special than a usual, let's hit the pizza place and hit McDonald's or something a little more nicer. So maybe you're not trying any new recipes, but you're kind of going off some of the old standards. Even Yaya's cheesecake is a recipe that's been for years and years and years. The passage of Scripture today is a recipe, which is why I mentioned that. It's kind of a recipe to maintain some tranquility and serenity within your own life. We can all use some of that, especially this time of the year when you got to be around family. Lots of gifts you got to get, got to deal with the traffic, got to deal with the crowds, all the shopping, and sometimes that extra cooking that you're going to have to do, the stress of it all. We can all use a little bit of extra tranquility and a little bit of serenity. This particular recipe that's in the passage of Scripture, you're going to have to kind of take things in proper measurement. A dash of this or a hint of that or maybe even big heaping mounds, right, of something. But this ingredient, this recipe of ingredients, you kind of get the determination of what it is that you feel as if you need the most of. I need heaping mounds of that. I just need a hint of that. You get to see what fits best in your own world, in your own life, because it's going to take a little bit of yourself mixed in to the recipe. And you can jump right out of the Scripture. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. 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 Rejoice always. That's one of the main ingredients that you're going to have to implement into your own life. Praise is an expression towards God. Anybody in here love God? I would hope that you do because you're here on Christmas. You're tuning in on Christmas. You could have easily just stayed in bed. You could have easily just said, it's Christmas. Where should I be? I don't need to be in church. I'm glad that you're here because you came to praise Him. Because you love Him. You want to praise Him in the morning. You want to praise Him in the evening. You want to praise Him all night long. This is rejoice in the Lord. You're going to praise Him when you're at work. You're going to praise Him in the parking lots. You're going to praise Him when you don't feel good. You're going to praise Him when you feel great. You're going to praise Him when there's more bills than money. You got to mix this into your life. You're going to have to learn how to praise Him when you got no shoes on your feet. You're going to praise Him for the feet. You're going to praise Him on Christmas Day because nothing can stop you because I want to rejoice in the Lord always. I love to praise the Lord. I love rejoicing in the Lord, though I don't always relate my circumstance to praise. See, it's not praising the circumstance. It's praising in the circumstance. This is part of the recipe that's going to add that serenity, that gentleness that's supposed to be evident before all. That's going to add the flavor to your day. It's going to add the flavor to your soul. It's that part that's going to balance out all the negativity. You feel bitter? Add some praise. You a bit sour? Add some praise. Is it going to be one of those days? I can tell already. Add some praise. Mix it in. Watch your day change as you add the ingredients that God has prescribed and said, add this to your life. Rejoice in the Lord, for the Lord is near. Praise Him, for the Lord is near. He is there through every trial. He is there through every victory. See, praise pulls you out of the humdrum of this world, and it elevates you in the circumstance and above the circumstance. It brings things to a spiritual level Every day in this world, you recognize, is a circumstance. Every day in this world, you recognize there's a situation. Every day in this world, every day in your world, there's a circumstance. Every day in your world, there's a situation. Every day, we should rejoice in his presence. Rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. See, do you think this passage is a suggestion or a command? And how are you going to treat it? Do you think it's a suggestion or do you think it's a command? How will you treat it? For certain, it tells us to rejoice, to praise, to extol, to honor, to exalt, to worship God. It brings the Holy Spirit into the forefront of the circumstance so that regardless of the circumstance, you are walking in victory and in the presence of God. And get ready, get ready. Adding some praise into your recipe of your day may not just inspire you, it may actually bring someone else some hope and someone else some encouragement. How about that? How about stop thinking about yourself so much and about the good you can do for others? Before you know it, you're praising, you're rejoicing, you're worshiping, you're honoring God, you're singing in the midst of a circumstance, in the midst of situations, which you have every day. And do not be anxious, our scriptures say, about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, present your requests to God. There's your next one, prayer. Prayer. How about adding this into the recipe of your day? How about adding this into the ingredients that you utilize frequently, like sugar and flour? Prayer. Interesting. Prayer is that communication with God. It's our heartfelt expression directed to God. The first prayer I ever really kind of learned, even though I was raised up Roman Catholic and learned all those kind of, you know, the Lord's Prayer and things. This is the first one that ever kind of I learned because it did something in here. And it challenged me and it changed me and it made me think about my prayer life. Maybe you know it. It's the Serenity Prayer. Would you say it with me? You know the Serenity Prayer? Do I have it up there, Jody? Ah, there it is. Say it with me. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. What a great prayer. I'd encourage you to place that into your stocking. I'd encourage you to place that into the ingredients of your daily living, the recipe of your life. Because you're baking something, baby. You're creating something. What are you adding into this great creation of this life that you have? What are you mixing in? Do you know that your prayers delight God? They don't irritate him. They don't irritate him. He loves to hear from you. He's not bothered by your prayer life. Have you ever avoided going to the Lord? You felt as if, your problems are too petty. I don't want to bother the Lord. Or, you know, he knows already. Why do I need to tell him? Or maybe you're just really angry at him, so you're not going to talk to him at all. You ever avoid just that whole, you don't even bring it into your life. For whatever reason, and there's countless reasons why you wouldn't pray the Serenity Prayer. There's countless reasons why you wouldn't go before the Lord and say, Lord, help me in this situation. I praise your name. I didn't get all the Christmas gifts I wanted. I couldn't afford to buy all the Christmas I wanted, gifts I wanted to give. But will you help me in this circumstance and in this situation? The Lord's not bothered by your prayers. He's not bothered by your expression of seeking him. There's something different about this prayer, though, that's talked about in this passage of Scripture. It's different because it's, as we, if you can view it from God's perspective than from your own perspective, because we talk about prayer, our own prayer life. If you can grab hold of this, this will serve you well as you try to add this into the recipe of your life, as you mix it in thoroughly. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Okay, I'm not going to irritate God by rejoicing in him always and then coming before him with my requests. He desires that I do this, and I'm going to talk to him about it. And then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Are you with me? The scripture's not complicated. This is how we're going through it, right? So there's this peace, right? There's your next one. There's this peace that comes. And so, listen now, it's the peace of God. It's not peace with God. It's the peace of God. It's not the peace with God. See, if you don't recognize the language that's being presented before you, you won't grasp the full understanding of how God is trying to relate to us and what he's doing with us in our prayers. See, we already have peace with God through Jesus Christ. We already have peace with God through Jesus Christ. We are reconciled to God already through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are at peace with him, and God is at peace with us. This is why we're not bothering him, and he's not irritated with us. Yet this prayer, by prayer and supplications coming before the Lord, brings the peace of God. See, and if you don't get the picture of prayer bringing you into the fulfillment of the scriptures, you miss the point. You miss the point. The prayer is not so that you get the answer, listen carefully, that you really think that you want the answer to. See, you're probably praying for the elimination of the circumstance. Or you're praying that you might have enough money to be able to buy the presents. Or you're praying that you might get the gift that you've always wanted, but you never keep getting. Or you keep praying for these things, and then God brings you peace in the circumstance. Yeah, but God didn't answer my prayer. I didn't get that money that I wanted to get the gift. God didn't say he was going to do that. God said he was going to give you peace in the midst of the circumstance. See, bringing your petitions before the Lord, you're looking for an answer. You bring your request before the Lord, you're looking for an answer. And the Lord has already said, here's the answer. The answer is peace. See, it's not always what you think. It's not always, you know, some material gift that's under the Christmas tree. God is operating and working in a deeper way into your heart and into your soul that changes you and challenges you much more than any remote control car or whatever gift you might get or give. He's given you something miraculous that transcends this world, and you're still stuck thinking in this world. You're still stuck thinking about your own physical situations and circumstances, which are going to be over in a blink of an eye. And God's doing something deeper and more meaningful. I don't want you to miss it. See, the answer is his reassurance. The answer is his presence. The answer is his peace, regardless of the outcome of the petition and the request. Regardless of the outcome, we're trusting God's will to be done. Are you? God's will to be done in the circumstance. Give me peace, whatever the outcome, whether I get the gift or don't get the gift, whether there's life or whether there's death, whether there's illness or healing. In the circumstance, I need your presence. And he says, I'm with you. In the circumstance, while you walk through the valley. You don't skip around it. You don't go over it. You don't go under it. God is with you in the presence thereof, in it. And this is the whole point. It's not the peace with God. It's the peace of God. Are you with me? I know you think you're praying for solutions, but God has already given you the solution. Peace. Be at peace. A peace of God through all your circumstances. The peace that transcends all understanding. That's not an outcome that we're often looking for. But that's the outcome that God gives. Are you walking in that peace? Or are you walking in something much more disastrous? Much more selfish? In the situation and in your petitions and in your request. Now watch. Why does he do this? Why does he do this? And the peace of God, if you grab hold of it, I'm already at peace, right? I'm at peace with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. There's nothing between us. There's no barrier. There's no sin. He's washed me clean. Now I need the peace of God to walk in the circumstances that I find myself. Why? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, much bigger than anything in this world, guards your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Why does he do that? To guard your heart and your mind. The enemy would like nothing more than to distract you from the spiritual work that is being done within you. And to point you to God didn't answer your prayers. God didn't give you the gift. God didn't give you the healing. God didn't bring what he was saying he was going to do. God didn't bring all that stuff. Oh, yes, he did. He gave you peace in the entire circumstance. But you missed it. You thought it was about some gift or some thing under the tree. Or you thought it was about something in this physical world. You thought it was about you getting more money. You thought it was about, you know, you not walking with a limp anymore, not ever getting illness. And God's thinking about stuff that transcends this world. That's a benefit to your soul. That you get to carry into eternity long after your flesh goes ashes to ashes. And the enemy would love nothing more than to distract you and point you to all the things that God didn't do. Be at peace. Do not be anxious about anything. Most of us walk around like we're always anxious about something. We're always in trial and tribulation and in circumstance. Be at peace. In which circumstance? Every circumstance? When should I rejoice in the Lord? Always? I'm not coming before the Lord thankful for the circumstance. I'm coming to the Lord thankful that he brings me peace in the circumstance. You're walking in the midst of a condemned, cursed world. And you are blessed with the knowledge and the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit of God upon your life, that you might walk in peace that transcends all understanding. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that spiritual? Isn't that supernatural? Oh yeah, baby, I want to be there. Your heart and your mind are protected. Why does he do this? That he might guard your heart and your mind. Your heart and your mind are protected in the peace of God that is upon you, regardless of the outcome of the petition, regardless of the outcome of the request. And that's the point. You're at peace with God. The enemy will have you focused on all the things God didn't do. And you missed the peace that was yours all along. You missed it because you thought it was about the outcome. It's not about the outcome. It's about being in the midst and in the presence of God. You focused on the frustration and you missed the peace. You focused on all the expectations you had for people and you missed the peace. You focused on all the loneliness and you missed the peace. You focused on all the despair and you missed the peace. And it's amazing what the Lord said he would do. And the peace that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and will guard your mind. He said he would do that. That's what he does. Are you missing it? Are you missing it? Particularly around the holiday season, stress levels go up and all the financial requirements go through the roof. And And then there's mega stress and mega frustration and mega expectations. And then you're like, you're missing it. You're missing it. You're too much focused on this world and not enough on the clarity and the peace of God. And he grants it to guard your heart and guard your mind, that you might walk in serenity and in peace. So, when the enemy comes at you, I don't know if I should dare do this or not, but I'm going to do it anyway. When the enemy comes at you and tries to rob you of your joy, and then the enemy's going to try to attack, you know that you can flip the devil off, right? You know how to flip the devil off? Do you know how to do that? It's probably something only I could get away with, and I don't even know if I can get away with it. Maybe I'll get fired with it. I don't know. Who knows? And my church's not going to like the idea, but do you know that you can flip the devil off, right? You just go, whatever. 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 Come at whatever. Whatever. When the enemy's attacking your mind, whatever. God says he's protecting my mind. God wants to sift your heart, whatever. God said he's protecting my heart. You find yourself thinking of all those nasty thoughts towards other people, God's going to have to love them through me because he said he would. He gives me himself that I might be able to do it. Because there's no way in my flesh I'm going to be able to do it. The Holy Spirit of God's going to have to do it. Whatever. Whatever, brothers and sisters. Listen. Whatever is true. Whatever is noble. Whatever is right. Whatever is pure. Whatever is holy. Whatever is admirable. The enemy wants to steal from you and take from you. And don't think it doesn't get heightened up at Christmas time. Happy holidays. No. Merry Christmas. If anything, the scriptures say, is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Think about what you're thinking about. Is it these things? And then you're going to have to whatever the devil. Because he's got you trapped. He's got you thinking about other things. He's got you manipulated and moving into frustration and despair and darkness and loneliness and anger and bitterness and sourness. Rejoice in the Lord always. Even in the midst of all of that. That's what he's saying. In the midst of the circumstance. Mix this in recipe into your life. Put these ingredients into your daily practice. And watch how your life excels. Watch how your life transforms. Watch how your life becomes a light to the darkness around you. And watch. Everybody wants to come and blow the candle out and take the light out. Watch the enemy just come and pick and gnaw and frustrate you, and you're missing the peace if you're not walking in the peace, if you're not walking in the circumstance with God. You're missing it. The enemy's got you. Whatever. You're going to have to flip the devil off. Whatever. God said, I'm straight in my mind. Whatever. I'm going to rejoice. Whatever comes at me, I'm going to think pure thought. Whatever comes at me, I'm going to think about that which is lovely. Whatever comes at me. And then watch. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. You got to put it into practice. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice and the peace of God will be with you. If you don't practice it, you ain't got it. If you don't practice it, you ain't got it. You might have heard about it, but you don't walk in it. You might know what you're supposed to do. Practice makes, what's the word? Practice makes perfect. It's going to take some practice. It's going to take some practice to mix it all in together, to dwell on honesty and nobility and what that is right and pure and lovely and admirable. It's going to take love. Those are some great attributes for love. It's going to take some love. It's going to take thinking about character and who you are and how you walk into a room and how you're going to interact with all the crazy family atheists that are around you sitting at the dinner table. You're going to have to think about your Christ-likeness. It's going to take practice. You're going to have to practice. And you know why there's practice? Because practice will make it, right? So what does that mean? That means you practice and you probably didn't get it right. You practice and you probably stumbled a little bit. You probably tried to put it into practice and you faltered a little, right? But I bet that the more you practice, the better you get. Let me say this. If it's going to take some practice, New Life Alliance Church, welcome to the practice field. Welcome to the doghouse. Yeah. Welcome to the dog pound, right? Yeah. If you can't do that here amongst other people that are trying to practice peace and forgiveness and redemption and love and walk in those rejoicing always moments, if you can't do it around here with the people that are around, you're going to have a hard time out there. You're going to have a real hard time out there. You're going to find yourself overly frustrated with the world out there if you find yourself not walking in a lot of peace around here. These people, us, we're like-minded and desire to walk in this way. We've chosen to walk in this way, to rejoice in the Lord always, by prayer and petition to come before the Lord that we might be able to have the peace of God. We've all got peace with God. Now we need the peace of God to continue to walk in our circumstances. So, give some new meaning to whatever. Whatever. Put it into practice. Mix it into the recipe of your life. A little bit of prayer. A little bit of praise. Put it into practice. Watch what happens. Practice what you've learned, the scriptures say, and heard, or if you've seen anything, put it into practice. Let me say it to you this way. Bon appetit. I fed you a lot. I fed you a lot. I hope your Christmas is fulfilling. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity we're able to gather here together, brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, I thank you often, so very often, Father, for messages that are meaningful and purposeful. Father, I know that there's a lot of fluff and we can miss a lot of things, but Father, your scriptures, man, they hit right to the heart, to the mind, and to the soul. So Father, I would pray a blessing upon each and every one that is gathered here in this place this very day. Father, that they would walk in the peace of God. Father, that we would be able to walk in such a way that it transcends all this world's understanding. And Father, we would not be distracted. We would not be turned away. But Father, that we would walk boldly and confidently, knowing that we are in the midst, in the presence of our God, in all circumstances. Let us be anxious for nothing, and may we walk in that peace and bring you honor. Bring you glory, and maybe our light might shine brightly enough that someone else may see that which has saved our soul, Jesus Christ, in us. Thank you, Father, for this time. I come before you in the name of your Son. Amen. God bless you guys.
God, with all of his power, with all of his glory, could have chosen comfort and convenience. With all of his authority and nobility, could have chosen greatness and grandeur. God, with all of his superiority and supremacy, could have chosen dignity and decorum. With his worthiness and his wisdom, he could have chosen splendor and ceremony. But in his great wisdom and great sovereignty, our worthy king chose something else. You see, instead of a throne of comfort, he chose hay. He chose dirt. He chose humility. Our worthy king chose to come down into the filth with a single purpose, to clean it up. Our Savior has been born. So let earth receive her king, and let heaven and nature sing. The Lord has come. He rules the world. Our Savior reigns. Joy to the world.
stand with me, please? Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way that you get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes through strict training. They practice. They do it to get a crown that will not last in this race. But we do what we do to get a crown that will last forever. Amen? Amen. Bon appetit. Merry Christmas. God bless you.